oh, I was in a little email exchange here with Kim Beaver and wished her belated happy birthday because she did not tell the podcast, the Podosphere, that it was her birthday. Anyway, so she said, thank you, my darling. So nice of you to think of me. Think of it. I hope your preparations for the big trip are going well. I am sure it'll be a blast and you'll have to tell us all about it. How does the fat cave smell? Is the hammock as uncomfortable as it looks? Is the Mickey Mouse thing on the cupboard a lamp or a telephone? And does Big Fatty really know all about the hams? So I will bring you this and much, much more, Kim. So you will just have to tune into some episodes once I get back. She says, have a great trip, dear. Enjoy and take care. I'm sure all the Southern gentlemen will be thrilled to meet you, M-E-A-T. And we all know how charming they can be. Pick a magnolia bud for me, dear. I might just scratch a magnolia bud, too. But thank you very much, Kim.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
How does Big Fatty smell? We all know how charming Big Fatty can be.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 479 of the BFO for Monday the 25th of...
Pray, September.
2023, y'all! Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about the weekend and a little trip down memory lane, Big Fatty. Shoppers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all, you shoppers today because, y'all, 3 months from today, y'all, it's crumb a day. You better be starting your shopping here soon. In fact, y'all, Big Fatty over on for right. Big Fatty. Y'all, I just woke up from a little nip-a-nap. But, y'all, I stopped by the in-home store. Oh, y'all, the Nippers just arrived. I stopped by the in-home store, and y'all, they had the gay crema stuff up at the very front, and y'all, then they were in full-fledged crema mode. Y'all, they had the 30-foot-tall snowman and elf on a shelf and all kinds of crema trees and wreaths. And y'all, if you're looking to get the best crema decorations and all, y'all, the Sam's Club, last time I was there, they had the skeleton trying to kill the crema tree, Big Fatty. So y'all, get your shopping done 3 months from today. Yes. See y'all today, the 25th of September. Y'all, we have not one but two, I say, celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first, I know, does not listen, used to listen to the BFO, but y'all, he has passed those duties along to his second cousin twice removed. You know, that is, she's the number one fan of the BFO for 2023. Y'all, I'm, of course, referring to Miss Kim Beaver. Yes, Big Daddy. Y'all, Miss Beaver. Miss Beaver sent me a picture. The reason I bring her up is she is on holiday with her second cousin twice removed, and y'all, it is his celebration of exiting the birth canal. But y'all, like I said, he don't listen, so Miss Beaver will have to pass the wishes along. But y'all, Miss Beaver sent me a picture. They're all vacationing in the Greek Isles. Oh, Big Fatty, I know Miss Beaver loves those Greek ladies. I'm sure instead of a cannery smell, it's more of a feta cheese smell. Yes, Big Fatty, her feet. Y'all, she sent me a picture. Miss Beaver laying on the ground with her beaver showing. Big Fatty, y'all. Anyway, her second cousin twice removed is none other than that one and only Michael in Stuttgart. Big Fatty, we used to love Michael in Stuttgart, and then he unsubscribed and came to his senses. Well, we still love Michael in Stuttgart. And y'all, then also a brand new addition to the Mark in calendar. Y'all, you've heard Big Fatty chitter-chat about him many times, and y'all, you've heard him. You've heard him over there on the LFC as well. Y'all, I am talking about the one and only Jar. Big Fatty, we love the Jar. Oh, Big Fatty, is he old enough to drink? Oh, he's old enough to drink and proves it most every day. So, y'all, if you see Miss Beaver or Michael in Stuttgart or the Jar on the Twix or the Metaspace or anywhere, wish them a happy piece of cake.
Birthday, happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I guess y'all, last time I spoke to you was Thursday when I recorded the full right a little show, and spent a lot of time over the weekend preparing to send off Olive's silverware to Replacements Limited, LTD. And I've got it all packaged up now, and gonna be sending it. Y'all, put it in that flat rate box. Y'all, I can tell you, the U.S. Postal Service is not making a lot of money on Big Fatty. No, Big Fatty, it's because you're a cheap ass, even when it's somebody else's money. It's true. And, y'all, it was just an okay day. Y'all, I had moved all my furniture from the back porch when we had the big storm a few weeks back, when we just got lots of rain and some wind. But so I cleaned up the back porch and set it all back up again, because y'all, I said, well, we'll sit out here, because y'all, there was a lovely, just a lovely breeze blowing, and so we hadn't been on the, you know, the back porch. You don't get the skeeters like you do out on the front porch. And so I did that, and I took the cover off of the serving piece that I have out there with the stools, and y'all, it was filthy. It was filthy, yes, Big Fatty. And so, y'all, I hosed it off, and it didn't come clean. I said, well, I'll have to work on this on Saturday. And but y'all, I had cooked cube steak, and I did all my cooking for right Afternoon. Cube steak. I use Daddy Ron's recipe for the mashed potatoes, and Ron had glowing comments again. You've got a winner there on those mashed potatoes. I had Cone on the Cob that I took and I put on the grill. Y'all, I love the charred Cone on the Cob. And so I had that, and then I also had fried Brussels sprouts. And then for dessert, I had the good blueberry cobbler with vanilla ice cream. Y'all, it was just perfect. And y'all, it was I had so much gravy. I made so much gravy for that cube steak. Y'all, it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. But y'all, that Moose Pea said, I heard you talking earlier in the week about planning on making cube steak, and he says it took me back, and my mother used to make it all the time too, and in all the years I've been married to Cal, I've never made cube steak, so I made it for us, and it was just lovely. And so, y'all, it's kind of nice to be able to strike a memory in people's heads and have them go and do it. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, that Guru Nudie in Tampa, y'all, he was saying on the Twix that he heard on the Old Farmer's Almanac that Friday was the last day of summer, and by the Old Farmer's Almanac, he meant the BFO. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, then in the mail on Friday, y'all, you're not gonna believe what I got, but here's a hint.
When you need to know who, what, where, when, and why, let your fingers do the walking through the Bell System Yellow Pages.
Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I got a copy of the Yellow Pages. Y'all, it was, sometimes they deliver it, or they used to deliver it to the door, but y'all, this came in the U.S. mail. And y'all, it's about, oh, I don't know, maybe a third of an inch. It's not, maybe half an inch thick. Y'all, the Yellow Pages used to be 2 or 3 inches, and the White Pages could be, you know, in Hatlanta, it was 3 or 4 inches. Y'all couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. And anyway, we had a lovely evening. It was just the Nip and Granny and Durwood and I. Y'all had the buffalo chicken dip for an appetizer. And the Nip, after we ate, the Nip took off a little early. And so it was just me and Granny and Durwood, and y'all, then all of a sudden, the door opened, and there was young Jonathan, and y'all, he came in. He says, I saw Durwood's car, and I thought I'd just come by and say hello. And so we caught up for about 5 minutes. He had places to go, people to see. And y'all, then the rest of the evening was very quiet. Saturday was a fairly uneventful day. Like, I did try to scrub that cover, and I got it cleaner, but it's still, y'all, it's doing a good job, because all that mess would have destroyed that piece of furniture that I have out there. And then Saturday, I watched a lot of the sports ball, and like I said, I prepared the silver and all, and y'all, I wrapped my wedding gifts for my niece and her husband, who I'm now referring to as my nephew. And then what did I do? And y'all, it was, like I say, it was just a quiet, nice quiet day. And then, and y'all, Saturday, it was absolutely magnificent for the first day of fall. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, I'm so glad we did not have to press the life alert button. No, but y'all, Sunday and Monday, hot. So fall lasted about a day and a half. But I think it's going to get cooler as the week goes along. The lows are staying in the 60s, and the highs are only going to be in the lower low to mid 80s towards the end of the week. We're in the 90s Sunday and Monday. And then y'all, the NIP just stopped by, and I found a cone beef, just a small little cone beef in my freezer, and so I cooked it up in my little mini crock pot, and it fit just perfect. And Big Fat, it's time to stand up. And I've been, what have I been doing? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I'm going to have to get you a count of the number of houses that have got the gay Christmas decorations already up. Y'all, the Halloweenies, if you will. And that's about it. The NIP, like I said, the NIP just stopped by. And y'all, I think that pretty much has been my weekend. Yes, Big Fatty! Now, y'all, since Tamari's little show is part two of Big Fatty's weekend, I wanted to let you know that the dancing starts on Tuesday night. Y'all, they've got the cast has been revealed. Tyson Beckford. He's a supermodel. Marvel star Chittle Gomez, How I Met Your Mother star Allison Hannigan. Social media and reality TV star Harry Jowsey. Bachelorette Charity Lawson. Vanderpump Rules star Ariana Maddox. Grammy-winning singer Jason Mraz. NFL star Adrian Peterson, singer and social media star Lele Pons, Oscar-winning actress Mira Sorvino, actress Jamie Lynn Spears, real estate mogul and TV star Mauricio Umansky, comedian and actor Matt Walsh, and from the Brady Bunch, y'all, Barry Williams. You know, he played... I don't know what he played, but he played it. And anyway, y'all, it's back on the ABC. It's not just on the Disney Plus this year. And y'all, this will be the first year. This will be the first year without the old curmudgeon himself, that Lynn Goodman. I really like it. Put that on your mock-in calendar and watch that Tuesday night when it debuts. Yes, Big Fatty, putting on my dancing slippers now. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Busy week for Big Fatty, and busy week on the quiz programs too, because you know Wednesday is the premiere of the Big Run and the Survivor, and y'all, they're both gonna have 90-minute episodes. Big Fatty, so lots more of something. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that was Dr. Stone from Live It Up. And he was talking to Michael in Stuttgart's cousin. You're the number one fan of the BFO, Miss Kim Beaver. And Dr. Stone.
How does Big Fatty smell? We all know how charming Big Fatty can be.
Oh, yes, it's a charming smell. I smell it every day, over and
over. You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle.
Yes!
The show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.